gonna call you back right now.
The dude from Cali. I'm gonna call you back like right now. Right now. Oh no. Well, you're gonna have to call back because I thought I copy and paste it, and it copy and paste some other shit. Yeah. Call, the dude that just called in from Cali, call back in, brother, because I thought I copied the number. It didn't. So if you want to call in, please call in. The number is 319-527-6193. People from Cali, most definitely, call in, check in. You know what I mean? You don't have to. I'm not looking for street information like, yo, who did it? What's his name? Where he live? This is not that kind of podcast. I don't, you know what I mean? The street shit, so I ain't trying to dig. All right, here you go, goddamn it. 323, what the fuck it be? You on the air. Can you hear me?
Yo, salute, Mike. Salute, Mike. Yup, yup. You good?
All right. Yeah, I'm good, King.
Yeah, man. You know, what's sad is, like, about 2 weeks after, I don't know if it was your show, but I was on somebody's show. They was like, somebody else going to be gone before the year is up. And it ain't even been a whole month since we locked off. You know what I mean? And now wake up to this shit, you know what I'm saying? And see, like, the cold thing is, like this is some shit that's been happening out here in LA. The shit has been, I've never seen it, right? I'm 34 years old, bro. I've never seen LAPD get on the news and tell tourists, we can't guarantee your safety. It's like the purge.
Yeah, I actually seen that earlier.
Right, you feel me? And so I was telling my girl this morning, you feel me, dropped the kids off at school. I'm like, hey, I think it's about time to get the fuck up out of here, man. You know what I mean? Because I got out of South Central. I'm on the outskirts of all this shit now. You know what I'm saying? And even over here, police sirens and shit getting taped off out here in the little suburbs. You know what I mean? It's like, this shit is crazy. But yeah, bro, that shit over there, though, man, like with Slim, rest in peace, man. That's, you know what I'm saying? These are dangerous-ass areas. You know what I'm saying? Like, the boys, you know, I mean, like, nowadays you can't tell these niggas nothing no more. You feel me? Niggas don't listen no more. You seen when he got shot up the first 9 times, nigga went right back to the hood a week
so
later.
Where did he get shot at the first time? Well, he got shot in Compton the first time, right?
In his hood in Compton.
By Bloods or because I ain't really looking to the
I ain't gonna lie because... You know what I'm saying? I got some ties to people, so I don't want to get on here and expose all that. But
Say less.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, because I fuck with Red Rag niggas. So, you know what I mean? I don't want to put nothing out here like that. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? In his hood. You know what I'm saying? And went right back. And then over here, you know what I'm saying, where he just got hit now. That's in Inglewood, another blood hood. You know what I'm saying? Over there, like, this shit is...
If anything, because we already know, you know, even like in New York, in other places like Crips fight Crips, Blood fight Bloods and shit like that. But in this sense, he must be fooled, like Alpo or something. He must be like fooled in his own, you know, game, because it's like you know what I mean? I'm not trying to tie shit together and shit, try to connect the dots, but
right.
Evidently somebody, your name must be, it must be some kind of smut on your name where, if anything, allegedly your own side, your own shit, gang,
it do be some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it be some wild shit, bro. I mean, a lot of the times, it be homie on homie shit. It don't even be so much as blood and crip no more. It's homie and homie shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like for example, there was a thing going on for a while out here with the neighborhood Crips. The 40s and the 60s, they both neighborhood, but them niggas was out there posting each other, dropping bodies on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Like stacking bodies up. You feel me? It don't even be your enemies no more. It be your own niggas or niggas you linked up with. You know what I'm saying? Niggas you clicked up with. You know what I'm saying? So, because I'm gonna tell you like that. You feel me? That wasn't no crit that walked up on Slim.
See, that's the question I wanted to ask. And let me just address the people in the chat. I knew that, you know, it was a few years ago that he got shot at Compton. So we already addressed that. This
right.
wasn't anywhere. We were talking about what happened years ago in Compton. So we already know
right.
we up to speed. Somebody say YG Smart just like Chief Keef get rich and move out the hood. That you goddamn right. You goddamn right. So
yep.
but it, so
just,
but that
you know,
that
but
ain't,
you know
ain't that neighborhood a Crip neighborhood? Even though that's a Crip neighborhood,
no,
it wasn't.
Where
I'm sorry.
Inglewood?
Yeah.
Right? Where Slim 400 at?
Yeah, where he got killed at.
Nah, them blood. That's blood territory.
So niggas put
as
a bad
as Inglewood go. As far as Inglewood go, it's predominantly a blood neighborhood city. It's not too many Crips over there. It's only a few. It's only a few. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like TV
he got set
family.
Up.
There's
no way in hell.
That's a family hood. That's Inglewood family hood. Them all bloods over there. Manchester and
so,
bloods.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
homies.
That's what I'm
homies.
Saying. And then see, so now, peep this out, right? I don't know if you're familiar with Snoopy Badass. He another power from Compton. You know what I'm saying?
No.
The whack. You know what I'm saying? It's like this nigga whack doing some weird shit, bro. Whack
yeah, he's
whack
dude, man.
Some
he's
weird
a fucking
shit.
Weirdo, man. He's really yo.
You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. I'm gonna tell you like this. That nigga whack. I was in prison with his homeboy. And this is a reputable nigga. You get anybody else on this motherfucker that's from L.A. and know about the Pacoima Pyru, Whack 100 being out here like acting like he this nigga Pooh Rider. Pooh Rider's the nigga. Pooh Rider,
right.
Pooh Rider's a reputable. You feel me? And Whack 100 out here like bro, like Whack be having motherfuckers caught up in some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Snoopy Badass, he just had to catch, he had to catch four phase with some niggas over some dumbass shit that Whack 100 leaked online on some dumb shit. You feel me? And,
right.
and he ain't, and this is the cold part. A lot of people get misconstrued on certain shit. Where Whack from, it's L.A. County. It's L.A. County. It's not L.A. Whack from the Valley.
So he's a valley playing right. like he's from the inner city, like he's from the hood.
No. He's from a hood out there. Pacoima Pyru, they are bloods over there in Pacoima. But a lot of people think because he's tied to a lot of L.A. artists or L.A. street niggas that he's from L.A. So you get a lot of bloggers that's from out of town that don't be having all their information and facts right. They
right.
get on this motherfucker and be like, come on, L.A., y'all need to do something with Nah, that's the Valley. That's Pacoima's problem, not L.A. Pacoima is the only ones that say Pacoima Pyru blood. They Pyru and blood.
Right.
At the same time. They the only ones that do that shit. All the other Pyrus is just Pyru.
So let me ask you a question. So basically, Pacoima, those Pyrus, they have to deal, so they the only niggas that got to deal with Whack 100. No other bloods. Like, if niggas need to put hands and feet on them,
Other niggas can. But it's really, again.
He doing
really,
dumb shit out there. He
saying.
Doing real fucked up shit. He talking shit. He putting shit out there. He's starting
yeah.
with motherfuckers and all that. And I think and I think he's just doing that because he is a pyro. I really think he's doing
right.
that just because he is a blood, but just to create fear. And be a nuisance,
yeah.
and you know what I mean, and putting other niggas in danger. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, exactly. Yeah, for real. I mean, I see what somebody's saying in the chat, but brother, understand something. A lot of y'all, if y'all ain't from LA and don't know the gang culture, you might be out here putting the wrong information in the chat, and this is what get people hurt. Yes, Brim Pyru, and first of all, before there was blood, there was Brim. And then Pyru only said blood to mock the blood. It was a mockery.
Oh.
But they do the blood thing, though. But they not blood. They Pyru. They'll tell you, I'm Wu. It's Wu. Pyru. You feel me? So a lot of y'all be putting some fucked up information out there, and y'all already see a lot of these out-of-towners getting in these chats getting on these blogs saying shit, regurgitating shit that y'all be putting in that motherfucking these chats, my nigga, and getting people caught up in some bullshit.
Right.
You feel me? So understand when y'all try to put this stuff out there, make sure you got your facts right. Yeah, a lot of the red rags is under one umbrella, but at the end of the day, my nigga, it's compartmentalized. You got pyrus, you got blood. But before all of that, there was brim. It was a brim. That was first. Exactly. Pyru was burgundy. Blood is red. Exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly. So, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to sit here and get no lesson on gang culture, but understand something, though, bro. A lot of y'all be getting these chats. I'm not saying you, Mike, because you keep it silent. I see you don't tap into a lot of shit. But
right.
A lot of these niggas get on these cameras and be behind these microphones talking about shit that they don't be knowing. Talking about some, oh, L.A., y'all need to do something with WAC. Y'all need to do something with, hey, look, bro, that nigga's in the valley, bro. He lives in the valley. He's from the valley. That's not South Central, Compton, Watts, Inglewood. That's none of our problem, bro.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? But like I said earlier, though, Mike, that's blood territory where 400 was at. And I can get there wasn't no crypt that walked up on that man and did that. You feel me? It's a lot of, and I'm going to tell you, bro, it's a lot of jealousy, for one, and niggas out here on dope. And niggas ain't getting enough dope to keep that come down from coming down on them. When they start coming down, niggas started getting trigger fingers start getting itchy. Niggas start getting mad and shit. So any little disagreement set niggas off. Cause I'm telling you, bro, I got a homeboy that they, you know, when I don't know if y'all understand the terminology, flocking. Niggas used to do B&Es out here, heavy. And
right.
Two homeboys went and did one together, you feel me? And, hey, look, bro, if we in the same room, we find something, we split it.
Right.
Niggas went into separate rooms, found they come up, nigga got jealous, and put two in his, you know what I'm saying, posse, tempting. Own homie from the same hood, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be on some bullshit out here, bro. And like I said, it's sad, bro. I'm 34, about to be 35 next month, my nigga. I ain't never seen the police get on TV and tell the tourists that they ain't gonna guarantee, they can't guarantee safety. Calling LA the purge now.
So let me ask this question, though, because I have to ask this. So
what's up?
The shit that's going on out there, even out here, anywhere, Chicago, Brooklyn, Cali, all over. But in this situation, this is the lifestyle. This is the gang culture. This is the culture of LA. This is how
right.
it is. So my question will be, like, we can identify the problem. We can identify the issue. You know what I mean?
Right.
What the fuck is the solution to all this? Like, what is it that needs to be done? Because look at these houses, man. This is beautiful.
Right.
Fucking
see, and
beautiful.
That, and hold up, Mike.
It's the mentality. It's not the trees. It's not the damn cut grass. It's not the building. It's not the poles. It's not the cars. The sidewalk can't talk. It's the mentality of the people. Why is like
bruh,
the way it is?
Bruh, hey, check it out, my nigga. I'm glad you said that. I be telling people this shit all the time. I said, bruh, if you go into some of these hoods, you wouldn't believe you in a gang, you in a dangerous territory. You wouldn't believe. Look at that shit.
Right.
Look at that shit, bro. Go through Compton. I can take you through a part of Compton. You'd have thought you was in the Wild West, nigga. I'm talking about horses, no sidewalk, dirt roads and shit.
Look at this fucking house.
I can take you through Compton. I can take you through Compton and you wouldn't even know you was in Compton, bro. You feel me? And the cool part about it, bro, them, some of these houses you looking at, is some of them is me, like that big ass one you're showing right now, that's $1 million home.
Facts.
And the hood, facts. Though.
In the fucking hood. So that's why I'm going to say it again. That house can't talk, nigga. They can't shoot. The trees.
Right.
It's just blowing. The cars, the sidewalk. It's the mentality of the people. This is a beautiful-ass neighborhood. It's niggas. I can't.
Exactly.
I'm not blaming.
It's the niggas.
We have to look at ourselves, man. The niggas. I'm not saying
it's
black
us.
People. Niggas.
nigga. Yeah, there's a difference between a nigga and a black man.
That's a goddamn fact.
It's
that shit is crazy.
And that's what it is, bro. It's the niggas, bro. It's niggas. And just because we saying niggas, we ain't saying just black people as far as niggas.
Right.
I'm talking about a white boy can be a nigga. A Mexican can be a nigga. An Asian can be a nigga. Because what they tell you a nigga is somebody that's ignorant.
Ignorant. Facts.
So that's what it is, bro. Like they say, oh, man, the streets is fucked up. It ain't the streets. It's the motherfuckers on them.
That's right.
There's some motherfuckers walking them. Niggas is zombies out here, bro. Niggas is doped up. Niggas is trying to live the life of these lyrics that they can't afford to live. And then you got these niggas that mark-ass niggas talking about some I'll pull up on the op. And ain't doing shit. They getting ran down on. But because you listening to that shit and you got a little bit of liquor courage, now you want to try to live what you're hearing.
That's right. That's why they call it spirits. When you drink, it opens that portal.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Your body open that portal for those hyper frequencies and spirits to get in you. And that music is definitely one of them.
And guess what? And it's the megahertz, gigahertz that they play it at?
440.
It's 440 gigahertz, megahertz?
Yeah.
All of that shit play a part, bro. All of this shit play a part. Motherfuckers don't understand, my nigga. See, this is why I'm glad before my mama died, rest in peace, she didn't have to bury me. And that's one thing she wanted. She said, I just want to make sure I'm glad I didn't have to bury your ass.
Right.
You feel me? I'm glad my mama didn't have to go through that. My mama got 5 kids, bro. She didn't have to bury none of them. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays, bro, like they were saying, bro, the city ain't no, and this is the cool thing, it ain't just L.A., it's like you said, bro, Chicago, Memphis, Atlanta, Florida, New York. I just seen right now, I think it's some nigga from the Bronx, D-Thang, nigga caught up in a shootout, all on the camera.
We were just talking about motherfucking, D-Thang, me and my cousin was just talking about the nigga, because of the French Montana interview, he's talking about the nigga out the Bronx named D-Thang, so he just got into a shootout?
Bruh, I just seen this shit right now. Got a nigga all on camera with the ski mask hanging out the window. You know what I'm saying? You see the fire coming out the pistol.
What the fuck? I'm going to that shit right now.
And I'm gonna tell you, bruh, this is what and I hope everybody in this motherfucker listening. Fuck all the other bullshit. If y'all don't remember nothing else from this call right here, remember this. This is some spiritual shit going on, bro. This is good and evil happening right now, nigga. The Reaper, the devil, is here to collect.
Talk
this
that shit.
This motherfucker's busy at work. He's busy at work. He's here to collect. And if your ass ain't spiritual, you ain't prayed up, you ain't right with yourself, man, hey, I hate to say it, man, God bless, but your ass could be next, man. Walk right. Because if you don't respect yourself, you can't respect nothing around you.
Fact.
And then when you don't got that, you ain't guarded with yourself like that, bruh, your number is easy to call, man. You know when you go to that grocery store, you pull a number at the deli, you know, that'll be your number, you're in the pool. I can guarantee you Slim 400 didn't wake up today thinking he was going to, or last night, that his number was getting pulled.
Facts.
Nigga, walk right, my nigga. And fuck all that bullshit that you're talking about, some when it's time to you start making money, squash beats. Look, my nigga, you can want to squash your beats, but the next nigga might not feel like that. Nah, nigga, I remember just last month, y'all down the home. I ain't squashing shit. That was my nigga y'all gunned down. I ain't squashing nothing. The best thing you could do is get the fuck on .com. Get up out of there. Get up out of there and stop letting motherfuckers tell you if anybody ever in here going through this shit. Stop letting niggas tell you you ain't good in the hood. You don't come back. Nigga, I don't need to come back because guess what? I went to jail in the hood. I lost a lot of my homies in the hood.
Right.
A lot of my worst memories is in the hood.
Good.
I lost my mama this year in the hood. I got to watch my back in the hood.
Facts.
fuck all that shit. Just like that nigga Ice Cube said on his album, Laugh Now, Cry Later. Don't be scared to leave, homie. You can come back. You ain't got to stay in this motherfucking, this crab in the barrel mentality ass shit. Straight up. Because I've been there. I done been to prison 4 times. I grew up in South Central. I live not far from where this nigga Slim got killed, bro. I lived on 104th and Woodworth, right across the street from Morningside High. That's where Paul Pierce went. I lived in every hood I lived in. I was in the smack dab middle of that shit. Brim, Hoover, Inglewood family, you name it. I was smack dab in the middle of niggas' hood.
Let me ask you this.
I'm 34, my nigga. I done left California. I done came back, bro. I ain't got to watch my back. I'm right with myself. I'm not doing nothing to nobody. I don't bring harm to nobody. I'm not robbing no lady. I'm not out here punching bitches. I'm not trying to kidnap. I don't do none of that shit, bro. I stay to myself. Because the more you try to gain friends, the more you might just be gaining a motherfucking enemy. Or a frenemy is what they like to say.
That's right. Let me ask you this real quick. So back to the solutions. I see the other caller in there. I think that's Cali number 310. Hold on, I got you. I ain't forget you. I got you. Now again, as far as the solutions. Now back in those days, right? Even to like now, do they have like YMCAs or like after school programs or something for these kids to have something the fuck to do? Because 9 times out of 10, you get into shit, you ain't got shit else to do.
They got it. These are the hot spots now. These be the hot spots. These be the recruiting ground. These are the hot spots. They not safe no more. Those be the areas where these niggas go and snatch up these little kids. Like, oh, yeah, get that little nigga right there. Hey, man, hey, come here, man, come here. And then they got them there, bro. These kids don't want to no more. They don't want to go to them shits no more. They trying to be on the block.
Yeah, I understand it because when I was young, you know, I ain't trying to make it about me or whatever, and I'm pretty sure you as well, that lifestyle, like seeing motherfuckers with the nice, you know, Fila floor suit, and, you know, nice cars and nice jewelry or whatever. Like back in the 90s, to me, selling drugs was the shit, and I started at 12, 13.
That was the thing to do.
It was the thing to do. It was really the shit.
That was the goal, to get the pack, move the pack, re-up, do it again, get the jersey, get the bitches.
Right.
That was the poster, like seeing the OGs doing that was the poster child of what you're supposed to be. That's sad. That was our ceiling. We didn't see nothing past that. That was the ceiling right there. Like, oh yeah, I got you. What? Nah, bro.
We just need a solution, man. It's like we got street codes to abide by to keep us confined to the destruction of, you know, our people in the hood, like just to keep it the way it is. There's rules for that. If you snitch, you get the ditch. You know what I'm saying? If this and that,
right.
But we don't have a code for self-preservation. We don't have a code for group economics, black economics. You know, going to business, love each other, patronize each other, business to, you know, to get on code. We don't have a code for that. But we have a code.
We don't have a code. Remember last time when I called you and I was talking about that? We need a fucking code.
Exactly.
We need a fucking code. We don't. The only code we got is this street code, and the street code ain't even a code. Because guess what? If me and you go hop in a whip with a nigga that ain't got no case and we go and burn some niggas, we going to tell that little nigga to hold the shit because he ain't got no record, Mike. But what we going to do? We going to say keeping it real. The street code, right? But what we really doing is we snitching. Because when the police stop us, if we get stopped, first thing we gonna do, that's a little nigga shit, because he already taken the case. So we gonna confirm it. Hey man, that's his. So what fucking code we living by?
Right.
ain't no fucking code. Like you said, we don't got no code for self-preservation. All we know how to do is tear shit down. Because peek this out, bro. You notice how these white boys and these cops stop killing us out here left and right now? Now we done turned it up a notch. We back on each other helmets again.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, like, you know, this shit is wicked, bro. To be honest, the cities even tried to figure things out when they went to Watts and started moving the niggas up off the project through the jungles with the BPSs, moving these niggas in the outskirts. That shit didn't do nothing. All they did was build a – what made it worse was because they didn't have no headquarters. They didn't have no hood to sit at. So now these niggas are scattered around everywhere.
Dude,
now
hold on.
Head to crime.
Not to cut your wisdom. I'm going to add the person from Cali. So both of y'all's on the line. 310, you on the air. What's going on?
What's good, y'all?
Talk to me, man. What's up?
What's the deal?
Hey, man. I saw that video, man, and I just was like, God damn, man. Shit's sad. That shit right around the corner from the Big Lots. You know what I'm saying? That is Inglewood family territory. But niggas got to understand, over in that area, gangs is right on top of each other. Like, if you from over here, these shits are stacked on top of each other. If you go to the left across Florence, it's the 60. If you go down Florence and you got the 8 trade, you going back to the right, it, avenues, it's Crenshaw Mafia. All these gangs is right on top of each other. And then you got to add the Mexicans in there, too. Everybody on top of each other. That was shit was
supposed
to happen to him. Yo, like my man said on the line, that wasn't no Crip that walked up on him like that and did that. Ain't no way. Because niggas ain't just letting niggas that they don't know or unrecognizable niggas walk through their shit like that or pull up in their shit like that. Cars that they don't know, they don't do shit like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As far as the YMCAs and shit, man, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, man. I live 2 blocks away from the SoFi. I grew up in the YMCA. I went to Morningside High School. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I work at that motherfucker.
Let me tell you something. They closed the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club. The Boys and Girls Club used to be on Spruce. The YMCA used to be on Kelso. I played T-ball, basketball, went to camp, worked at that motherfucker. I did everything. The church bought that shit and never reopened that motherfucker. The fucking the Boys and Girls Club used to be on Spruce. It's right across the street from where the Bank of America is right now. That shit ain't never opening again. They don't give a fuck about these kids over here. They don't. Everything that was out there for the kids, they closed that shit down because all that nonprofit shit ain't making enough money for these kids. And now with these stadiums and shit going up, they really don't give a fuck because they gentrifying this whole motherfucker. Rich doubling and tripling. I'm seeing more Asian motherfuckers walking their dogs around here than ever.
Facts. Jogging and
shit. You know
what
I'm saying? I'm just keeping it 100, man. Rest in peace to Slim. We know he been shot before, but that shit was an assassination right there, man. That nigga walked right up on that nigga car, said what he had to say. Slim was a little bit quick. He hopped out, but it was already too late. He took 8 shots.
Too late, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Like,
yeah. That was a big glamour.
It still held on to the gun after the fact. Like, he did not let go, son.
The way he was
the cold part is,
like
though,
a shotgun.
Bro,
the cold part is, it's like what Mike said, bro. It did sound like a tech, but I can guarantee you this, it wasn't nothing smaller than the 4.5.
Yeah.
The way he was holding it, I thought it was a shotgun at first.
Yeah.
You see how he walked up the way he was holding that shit? I was like, God damn, this nigga took 8 shots from a shotgun?
But,
like, he was like, it looked like Slim was getting him. Like, come here, nigga. Get over here.
He wouldn't let go of the gun, because that's what you heard old boy in the background was like, fuck.
Hey, on the real straight up. Let me throw on a sidebar real quick, just a little bit off topic. Y'all notice how we seen footage. Look, this shit just happened. Just happened this morning.
It's
already footage
out,
right?
Yep.
We got footage of we saw Nip, we saw Mo 3, we saw XXX, we saw King Bob. Why the fuck do we see that shit?
That's right. Exactly.
This shit just happened this morning, my nigga, and niggas already seen the footage.
You know why? You know why I think that happened though? Because in Dolph shit,
it happened inside, bro.
Let me tell you. With Dolph shit, that's the hood, man. Like I don't even be believing like these cameras and shit. Like half of the time be set up over there where that near Slim shit happened. Those is $1 million homes. That's considered the avenue up and down that shit. All that shit got surveillance and shit.
Yeah, it's
you know
ring cameras
about?
All up and down the block.
But,
everywhere.
But shit, the fucking Makita's nasty ass cookie store has some great ass vivid HD cameras. Why the fuck the footage ain't out?
He said the 1080p.
But
real?
You know what?
Hey,
probably
hey,
because
they
protecting
saying now
somebody.
That the cops got it. They saying the cops got it, bro. That's what they said.
The cops got this one too. How the fuck it get out? You know what I mean?
Bruh,
I don't know.
Look, feel like I said, bro, it's gonna prove that nigga didn't get knocked down from outside. Maybe finished from outside. But
right.
At the end of the day, like, the cold part is, let's just say if that was the case, where the fuck is the bullet holes behind everything behind Dolph? Where's the bullet
exactly.
holes? Where was the shell casing? We never
yeah.
saw no case markers out there.
Right.
And my thing is this, too, like I said, bro. Oh, like, and I did what you said, Mike. I went and made me a channel. I put me a few videos up. I ain't able to do live yet because I ain't got enough subscribers. But I made me a few videos, you feel me?
Okay.
Bruh, my question also was, they say he took one to the head. Where's all this fucking blood at if he got shot 20 to 50 times?
That's what I'm saying.
I be feeling like the whole Dolph shit and Nip shit was real, real, real fucking stupid.
That was the street
man.
Shit.
Like, protocol, like, no,
nah, I don't think
police didn't follow
shit.
No protocol.
I don't think it was
follow
shit. Not with Nipsey. Nah, I think they use Shitty Cuz as a little patsy, man, as a little, you know what I mean? Because he already a little.
No. Hold on real quick. Let me clarify that, and I'm going to let you go. My bad to cut you off, King.
Nah, you good, you good.
They use the street nigga because Shitty Cuz already had a bad rep. He had a bad rep. That's why he ended up taking it as disrespect the way he did. Because, nigga, you show me the paperwork, you good, then you can come back. Now,
right.
What made it look like an inside job was he was scary. He popped, he ran away. As if, let's just say, like the nigga had an earpiece. Hey, man, he's still moving. He ran
right,
back
then he
up.
Changed, he ran back.
He ran off again. Ran off
come
again. Hey, nigga, he's still moving. Go get him.
Right. And ran back and then shot him and they kicked him, the dead man kick. You know what I'm saying? That kick to make sure he's dead.
Now that was why I said the street shit was involved too, because that's ultimate disrespect to your enemy, a nigga you don't like. That's what you do to your enemy, kick a nigga while he shot up in the shit, kick a nigga in the head. That was disrespect, like,
or
it was perfect,
on
but I do feel like you said, bro, that was some patsy shit, for sure.
Because
the nigga got booked and started squealing. Nigga, they paid me.
Yeah.
And look when they caught the nigga in Bellflower at the psych evaluation place. TMZ was already there waiting.
Nigga, that was a play, though. That nigga
he was
kind of, that
standing
nigga
there like, all calm. They even put his head down into the car all gentle and shit. Get the fuck out of here. And then the motherfucker put up a video where they was going, the police was having these little, I don't want to say seminars or just these little functions at these little psych wards.
They were picking and choosing
who they may go and use. Like, I swear to God,
exactly.
I still have that shit on my channel.
Yep. Because you know what? I do believe in that MK Ultra shit. Like,
used
that boy that tried to knock down John Lennon and shit. Then because he was a super fan, and then it was like all of a sudden he snapped out of it. Was like, oh shit, I fucked up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what better place is fine as a zombie already got mashed potato for brains?
Yeah.
You had a psych ward. Let me pick one of these crazy motherfuckers. So yeah, bro, it was some weird shit going on with that, my nigga. So I don't want to take up too much time because I do remember you said you had some callers coming in. I love getting on your show. I love listening to your shit, my nigga. You always let a nigga get on here and speak their piece. I appreciate that, my nigga. I rock with you for sure. I got my bell on and all of that shit. I do got my channel. Y'all see my name, Casa de Palace TV. Y'all come in and give me some subscribers, man. I'm trying to do a live. I want other people's opinion. I don't want to just sit and talk. I want to hear what y'all got to say. And like I told you, Mike, I want to link up with you one time. We do a joint together shit one time for the people and shit. Like I said, bro, I don't want nothing from it. I just want to talk. I want to hear what people got to say.
Hey, absolutely. We chopped it up in an email. So hit me tonight. Fact. You know what I mean? We definitely want to chop it up, man. So you know, I appreciate
and one
you,
more
man.
Thing. That shit was. Oh yeah, for sure. One more thing, bro. That shit was beautiful last night on the live with Mama, with Lisa, bro. That was beautiful, my nigga.
Yo,
that shit was crazy.
On, bro. You know what's crazy?
That shit was beautiful.
You know what's crazy? I downloaded it and I tried to cut it and put it up, you know, for, you know, like his own video, the interview with Alisa.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me download it. The shit would have been up. Like, for some reason, I tried to upload it like 5 times. So the live that I did.
I remember you said you was going to try to do it in parts, right?
Yeah, and it wouldn't let me do it. So what I had to do, the live that I did last night, I had to edit the Young Dolph shit out and just keep the interview with my mom. Because they wouldn't just let me upload it by itself for some fucking reason. And that shit is crazy.
All of a sudden.
Yep.
Wow. See, that's that demonic spirit, man.
That's why I don't want to drink right now.
They hating on the players. But yeah, bro, I appreciate you, my nigga. Hey, everybody else in the chat out here, everybody, man, y'all stay safe, man. Y'all kings and queens, remain that. Don't be nothing less. Don't nobody tell you nothing less. Keep your head up. Stay on the swivel. Protect yourself, your body, your home, your family. And most importantly, protect your mind, man. Quit letting people think for y'all, motherfuckers, man. Think for yourself. Move how you supposed to move. And I appreciate the call, Mike. I'm definitely going to hit you tonight. Y'all stay safe, man. I'm still in the chat, though.
All right, my G. Salute. Brooklyn right. The Cali. Yep. Peace.
Salute. Peace.
All right. Peace, 310. Right. Peace, King.
Peace.
Peace. Hey man, this is great energy, man. This is why I love doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? I love doing what I do. This is great energy. I love it. I want to hear from the women. I want to hear. I need a balance. Where's that matriarch? You know what I'm saying? Conversation. Thank you, Enoch. If you want to hit me up in my Cash App, if y'all want to show love to the platform, please do. You know what I mean? If it's not too much for y'all, you know, I don't know if I gotta cry and shit. but I really need some women to call in, man. I want to hear from the female's perspective. Please call in 319-527-6193. Where is the women at? Where you at, Queens? Tap the fuck in. Where you at? Okay. And until then, let's go to one of these. Let me see. It was something that an OG said. Let me scroll down a little bit. Rest in peace, man. Again, Slim 400. And again, I want to speak on solutions. Solutions, solutions, solutions. We already know the problem. We know the issue. We have to speak on the solutions, and I think we have to really start targeting, you know, what is the most biggest thing that has influence over our people. It is the radio. You know what I'm saying? We do have to change ourselves mentally, like the way we think. And again, man, some people don't want to hear this kind of talk. They don't care about the solution. Niggas got it. You know what I'm saying? That's some hood shit. That's some shit around here. You know what I'm saying? That's how we live, man. That's the way it is. No, it ain't. That's abnormal shit, family. And again, I get it because at the end of the day, I was young too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I was shooting and killing people. You know what I mean? No, but I did, you know, I could have killed a few people if I wanted to. I'm sitting there with a P-89 Ruger and this person I really wanted to kill, and I'm sitting literally right next to him, and I could have did it, but I never fucking did it. But he's lucky, but I'm not going to say no names. But at the end of the motherfucking day, you know, I get it. But sometimes we have to look at it like, damn, we all we got, and we just losing ourselves. We just losing, son. And I don't give a fuck. Someone, nobody say, I love my people, man, so I'm going to try to say whatever it is. If I can't touch you, one of y'all, as long as I get one out of how many people is in here? I'm not even in the chat. It's 527 people. As long as I get one out of 527, I'm fine. That's all that fucking matters. You know what I mean? Okay, we got some callers. And I'm going to try to find this video that I seen with this OG speaking on this subject, OG. Area code 586. I hope you're a female. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, talk to me now.
First, I want to start off by saying, this is going back to Young Dolph. I don't condone violence, but everybody needs a team like him. Because like I said, I don't condone violence, but they really got down for their boy. And there's a lot of fake friends out here who wouldn't do nothing. I'm not saying I condone violence or nothing like that, but let's be real. And two, I don't think it's really the music that started it. That's second.
Right, true.
What started
true.
All of this is drugs, crack. I'm not talking about heroin, nothing else. It was crack. When crack came, it made a whole... It just broke up the family. You had the mothers and fathers on drugs. You had the son out there looking at the hustlers, and he's seeing the hustlers getting money. He know he at home starving half to death. His sister over here starving half to death, brothers and so forth. And then you got the little girl who's being raised by the streets because she's not being raised by her mother and father because they on drugs.
Right.
And now she's pregnant at 12. Now she don't know how to raise no kid. Her mother, her parents ain't there to help her. So that brought a whole generation of what we called crack babies. But at the same time, and then let's also say the education system for black people, we already know that was messed up. So far we got crack out here destroying the household. We have no education. We have the YMCAs and all the recreational parks just being demolished. So what do you have left? Because if you think about it, back in the day, we would fight the power. We was all of that.
Right.
We was KRS-One and Public Enemy, all that. Then came the rap music. Then the rap music started getting a little disrespectful. Then it just got worse. Because first it started with, okay, now I got to get Versace and all this. You know, Biggie and Tupac, they talking about this and that type of clothing lines. So now I got to go out here and hustle. So it just kept that hustling mentality going on and on. People did not want to go to school because why? Number one, you're not learning nothing there. Number two, you need money in your home because your mother was that same 12-year-old girl who got pregnant, whose mother was a crackhead, and she didn't know how to raise her own child. Made her child not know how to raise his baby.
Right.
It all started in the 80s when they brought crack. When they brought crack, they destroyed black people forever. I don't believe there's no solution. The only solution we got is God. That's it. I mean, for atheists, you know, hey, let me speak I'm not an atheist.
That is a good source that it's 512 people and 164 likes. Something is bad. Y'all got to do better than that. Hit the like button. Ain't going to cost you nothing. Please hit the like button. But, I do feel that it is a solution. We just have to get on code. I absolutely put God first because faith without work is dead. So you can put all your faith in God and just sit on your ass all day and don't get nothing accomplished. So you have to do something.
But
you can't throw all your damn problems in God's lap.
Do you see how many people are trying to do something, though? Do you see how many people have tried to do something? This is a lost generation.
We can't save everybody, though. That's why we have to talk to the air-likes, the ones that at least it's open to hear it. The only thing you can do is bring them to the water. After that, you know what I mean? The blood is off your hands. It's on you now. I did what I could do. But since
see, like, I'll say, like, In the 90s, early 2000s, I used to always try to preach to younger people, and they would listen. And then it came a time where a generation came where I realized they weren't hearing what I was saying. For instance, one time my nephew, he was like 17. He was on his way to court, and I'm trying to sit down and have a regular conversation with him, and this is probably like 15 years ago. He wanted to start rapping lyrics to me and talk about how he got coal hinds on his feet. I'm just looking like, what is you talking about? Boy, you about to go to court. I mean, this generation is gone. And now, to put on top of that, being a crackhead is good. They want a sibling. Like, this community is destroyed by drugs. Drugs has ruined black people. It ruined the black homes. It's just terrible. I don't know what else we can do. I have tried to talk to so many people. I've tried to talk to so many people, but they just don't listen no more. They really don't. Their mentality is just different. All they have is lean and a whole bunch of rap music fans. Fuck that bitch. Fuck this bitch. Blow up this house. Top of this. Top of that. That's all they hearing.
What can we do?
What can we do? What is the solution? If there's a solution, what is it? Because I don't see it.
It's going to be hard. We are people that follow the trend. We were just saying this shit this morning, last night, this morning rather. That we our own followers. We are a follower kind of people. We follow shit. So
yeah.
if a whole group of people is on one accord and on code, everybody will follow. They just need to see a whole bunch of people doing the same thing. We are followers. We are our own follower. You understand what I'm saying? It seemed like that's what the fuck it is. So it had to be a significant amount of people to get on fucking code for the rest of
follow. But look at all the people that was just on code last year marching and protesting.
But that
and
marching, no. But marching don't do anything. Marching, you can't use the same tactic back then that didn't work back then.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Those tactics can't work for now, so you have to adjust to the times. So that's why they try to keep us mentally stuck in those days of the same old thing to do that don't work. It's not working. So what we have to do is stop talking on internet, have our private little meetings, and get on fucking code. We don't need to look for a leader. We always looking for that number one leader. All our leaders, we left them out to dry and die. It didn't even help take care of the family. We all should take those attributes and those qualities from those leaders that passed on, and we all apply it to ourselves and get the fuck on code. Stop looking for somebody to take all the fucking weight. We scared. With the way they came into power, they ain't wait. They took it. They all was on code. They took it, raped, pillaged, and they're going to protect it. We're just going to just get it this by, we shall overcome. No, motherfucker. It doesn't have to necessarily be physical. It could be economical. But we just have to be very mentally sure.
Because, I mean, I'm from Detroit.
312,
I
got.
And, I mean, this place has been crazy since my birth. So I just wish I had some kind of solution because I have a 4-year-old son and I refuse to even let him go to school.
Right.
Homeschooling him, which is better because I mean he's 4 years old already doing math, already reading, putting sentences together. But I mean, come on now, we gotta do something. It's like I'm scared that Detroit is very segregated. You either in a black community or a white community. So it's like, where do I go? I'm here in Detroit where I got to worry about having a boy who might get murdered or get into the wrong crowd. But then if I move across 8 miles to the suburbs, then I got to worry about people writing nigga on my door and my son seeing it or kids, you know, calling him out his name. What? I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. This generation just got me lost. I'm not going to lie. I'm lost. I don't know what else to do.
It's crazy. It's almost like you want to move to another planet. Like, you know
exactly.
What I mean?
It's like, what's going on Mars? Because, I mean, what can you do? Where can you go?
We need a big reset.
If you go down south and you got racism, you got to worry about your child being chopped up for organs, or you got to worry about your child being shot because they're black. Where do you go? It's just really, and to me, We're not in that era no more where we don't have internet. Back in the day, yeah, we thought Africa was nothing but a whole bunch of skinny kids and families with flags flying all around them and a whole bunch of AIDS. Now we know that it's really a kingdom over there. So why don't we all just get up and get the hell out? It's like we're so brainwashed to go there. We are so brainwashed, but we will move to Paris. We'll move to UK, but we won't go back to where we can actually have dollar bills with our faces on.
Yeah, true, true. Hey, ma'am, I just want to say, look, I definitely appreciate your call. I'm going to take this next call. I definitely appreciate it. That's why I love the balance. I want the balance of the male and the female's perspective, so I really appreciate your call, love. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Much love.
Peace. All right, I'm going to go to 718. Area code 312 that hung up. I was definitely coming for you, but we was, you know, in that little zone. If you want to call back, please do. We got 718 in the building. What's goody? 718.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Talk to me.
Yeah. I just want to say that there is the solution is just basically looking in the mirror. These young kings, you're kings. You have to look in the mirror and recognize yourself for who you are. And, you know, like Doss, he was on the right path with investing in his community. You know, like we have to build our own communities and stop. Like these white people, they know we're their solution. We've been their solution. It goes way back to slavery. They've been making their money off of us. You know what right. I mean? So what we need to do is step up to the plate. And I think slowly but surely, you know, the message is getting across to certain rappers like Young Dolph. But, you know, they take each other out. Nipsey, he was doing the same thing. You know, invest in buying houses, building up something for your own, and stop, you know, giving to the next man that's getting rich off of us. We have to build ourselves up. Instead of taking these young kings out, they should be protecting them. And, you know, making sure that they have longevity, just like they, you know, they took out Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, the list goes on. And I just hope and pray that a lot of these young kings that's coming up and would actually do something of substance with their funds, like Young Dolph. And I think I honestly believe that that's one of the reasons why they took him out. Like some of them, they not recognizing the game. Like that's really where it's at. Investing in your people. And he was doing the right thing, coming back to his hood, building it up, buying property for his kids. It wasn't like he was just, you know, taking his money and running off somewhere and not giving a fuck about, you know, where he came from and his people. So it's about looking in the mirror and recognizing the power that you possess within yourself as a king. That's what I see my black men as, kings and nothing less. And that is also the way every morning when you wake up, look, recognize yourself for who you are, no matter what status you are at that moment. Please believe, because it goes way back to slavery times, to the point where they, you know, they didn't want all of us to be in one place at a certain population, like, you know, too many of us, because they were frightened to death of us, and they still are to this day. And instead of running up on your own, just cold blasting a nigga in broad daylight or whatever the case might be, make sure if you going to murder somebody, murder one of them white crackers that's, you know, that's doing us dirty, that's locking up your people for years over nothing. If you got the same heart to do that to, you know, I'm not promoting that, but I'm just saying, if you're going to do that, don't do it to your brother. Don't do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? What are you getting out of it? Now, they don't took out Young Dolph, and he was doing everything right as far as what I can see and what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on the inside. I'm on the outside looking at all of this, but it seems as if he was on the right path. And for you to take him out, it only stopped the bag. You know what I'm saying? Because he was definitely looking out for a bunch of, I'm sure he was looking out for so many. You know,
right.
And then now the man's gone. Now what y'all niggas got? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, love, what borough you calling from?
Brooklyn all day.
Shout out to motherfucking Brooklyn. I'm going to take this next call. I want to say thank you for your call, sweetie. You heard?
Absolutely.
Thank you, baby. Yeah. And blow your goddamn nose. Bye. Shit. Blow your nose, motherfucker. Area code 816 was really good. Oh.
What's up? I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri.
Shout out to goddamn Kansas. I was out there one time. I got some weed. God damn it. I tried to find that nigga. And he was gone. I met him at the gas station. Fat nigga with corduroy. Swear to God. Go ahead.
You said Kansas. I'm in Missouri, not Kansas.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say Slim 400 looked like he killed himself because dude looked like he wasn't gonna shoot him. He looked like he was probably gonna rob him or just had a gun pointed on him, but it looked like Slim just launched at him like, you know, like I ain't going out like that or just, you know what I'm saying, like fuck that shit. He should have just, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, look, you know what I'm saying, hey, you got to up on me, like, what you want, whatever. It looked like he kind of committed suicide right there, because if somebody got to up on you, they got the ups on you, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you can do but just, like, you know what you want. You can give it up, whatever. It looked like he was trying to give it up, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel me?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, brother. Wait, say that one more time. Say that one more time because I'm here, but I wasn't here. Say that one last time. Now I'm really focusing on what you're saying. Say it one more time, brother.
All right. I'm going to say Slim 400 killed Slim 400 because dude wasn't going to kill him. I could tell because if a person is going to kill you, they going to come up to you and they going to shoot you. It ain't going to be no pause. Saying something to you
Hold on. Did you see the video? Because I knew you kind of fucked me up when I heard you say it the first time. But no, he said something. He was like, what's up, partner? Or some shit like that. He said, what's up? He said something. Like, basically, probably throw him off like some regular niggas. There was something. Bam, bam. He already pulled the gun out before he got on him, before he said, what's up? Something. He said something, motherfucker. So, go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is this. If a person is going to kill you, they're going to walk up and kill you. They're not going to alert you to them or anything. If a person is going to come up and kill you, he's not going to give you a heads up in what I'm saying. He said something to the point of like, oh, like basically like you see me, put your hands up or whatever like that. Slim 400 jumped immediately into action. He didn't, you know what I'm saying, he jumped into action, which he probably shouldn't have did, because if the dude was going to shoot him and kill him, he would have did it with no hesitation if that was the plan to do that in the first place, to come up and shoot him and kill him, got the drop on him. Nobody who's gonna intentionally going to come and kill you is not going to let you.
I got you, but who was going to just walk up on somebody in a car with the burner out? So you mean that's blood territory. Like the homies that just called in from L.A., not just a random person just going to be walking in that area freely like that. It's just not going to happen that way. So evidently, that was planned to happen. That was a premeditated notion to do so. That's all.
I mean, honestly, you see how he kind of ran? The dude looked kind of scared and ran back a little bit. You notice that he kind of got scared a little bit, ran, but then turned back and started shooting. Like, I think he kind of got spooked. That's why he did. You know, they say scary niggas to shoot, right? Scary niggas. He got scared. He thought he was going to probably punk Slim because he didn't shoot him immediately. I'm saying right. He wanted to. He was going to shoot him immediately.
No, I get it. How old are you? I'm not. You know, try to play with your intelligence. I'm not doing that. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Wow. All right. I want to say thank you for calling in. I appreciate your view. Everybody is entitled to one. Thank you for your call, King. Stay up. Be safe. All right. Peace.
All right.
213. Matter of fact, damn, that's Cali too. So, all right, I'm going to take these last two calls, and I'm going to play some videos, then I'm going to just, you know, close out. Area code 2, we got 213 in this motherfucker. That shit made me want to do the skip, skip, the dub C shit. Skip, skip, dub C. Crazy, son. Skip, skip.
You crazy, that's Mike.
Go ahead, nigga. What's up?
Chilling, bro. I just want to let you know I'm up on the story. To the last caller that said a nigga was just trying to spook him. I mean,
right,
if
right.
you look at it two ways, if it was an industry hit, they wouldn't even said nothing. They would have walked up by, he was sitting there and just bam, 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 and then walked off. But gang members, they like to do things personal so they can get the rep for it, right? So he said, "What's up now, nigga? What's up?" And next thing you know, you seen him open the door and try to get out, and that's when he start blaming him. That's gang bang shit right there. You know what I mean? That's not a hitman type shit, you know? So, you know, as far as the last caller, man, he's speculating and all that, you know what I mean? But as far as the solution to this situation,
let's talk about
there
it.
Is none. There is none, Mike. There will never be none. The only way there's going to be a solution, unless the government comes down and makes killing somebody federal, or they round up a whole bunch of niggas that don't want to listen and put them somewhere. That's it. There's nothing the public can do. Nothing. Nothing. Because it's generational. It would have already been done, Mike. It would have already been done. Just like where you from. What's going to stop all the murders that's going on in New York? Nothing. All we do is talk about it. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Social media has made everything bad. Why? Because back in the day, we didn't have that. You heard it while you was riding to school on the bus, who got murked, who got beat up and all that. But as you go back home, the story just fades away. Social media keeps it going. So it pumps fear in everybody that pays attention to it, right? And it gets people angry. People are starting to fight over words instead of, you know, the things they used to fight over. You know
it,
what
it
I mean?
Makes people more sensitive. The internet made people more sensitive too.
Yes, we living in a sensitive situation, so it's what they made it to be. You know what I mean? Like YouTube. A lot of people don't know what YouTube used to be. YouTube used to be a dating app, a place where you could virtually talk to somebody, like video chat, and get them to meet up. And the public turned it into what it is today, you know, and they just rolled with it. They said, oh, we can get more people to join if they let them. That's how it happened. They didn't have no plans for it to be what it is today, for you to have a platform on it. That just happened. It was a dating site, bro. You know what I mean?
I'm going to have to look into that one
Please. Please, I know, please do. That's something that nobody even pay attention to because, I mean, what is it going to do if everybody thinks YouTube is a dating site? Everybody's not going to – that's not a story everybody will pay attention to. But that's exactly what it used to be. You know what I mean? But, you know,
go ahead, King.
Uh-huh. No, I was going to say as far as Slim 400 – man, I'm going to tell you, this type of story goes on all the time out here, bro, all the time. It just so happened he was a celebrity that got hit like that. But, you know, you got Bloods and Crips banging together, not helping each other knock out each other's enemies and stuff like that. You got, you know, after Nipsey, after his death, the streets went back to normal. I mean, if we had a solution, if there was going to be any solution, we would have had it by now. We tried the peace treaty back in the – uh-huh.
No, go ahead. About the peace treaty. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, we had the peace treaty back in the 80s that started in Watts. That didn't last long. And then, you know, we had a treaty when LA was on fire, and that didn't last long. Nothing really lasts long here because it's a spirit over Los Angeles, bro, that keeps it going. And the laws are not helping us get up out of the situation. It's making everybody move to other cities and not knowing what they got going on, and they find out, damn, it's the same shit. So they move back. You know how many people move to Las Vegas and move back because it's the same shit? People move to Lancaster, which is probably about an hour or two away from Los Angeles, and move back. Everybody's right. coming back, bro.
It's
you know what I mean?
It's not the areas. It's not. I don't give a fuck if you move from here to the fucking Switzerland. It's the mentality. You're going to bring that same mentality over there. So it is. See, I agree with most of what you said, but what I disagree with you on, that there is no solution. I still believe there is a solution. It's a mental solution. It's a cold solution. We have to, you know what I mean? It's only a mentality. If you could change your ways to stop eating pork and change your ways to, you know, whatever it is, to stop smoking or to stop drinking, you know what I'm saying? That is a mental thing. That is something that you have to really ponder about and be strong-minded to keep it that way. So we have a mental deficiency that we need to work on. It just changed the way our thought patterns are. We just have to just somehow, some way change the mentality. It's a mental thing. So I still believe there is a solution. I want to say thank you for your call. I'm going to take these last two calls, and I'm getting up out of here. Thank you for tapping in, King.
No problem. Thank you, brother.
Peace. I'm going to go to 323 and 780. I'm not taking any more calls. We got 323. Peace. We got L.A. in a goddamn building. What's up?
What's up, Mike?
Talk
this
to
is Green Eyes. You better have answered my call.
What's up?
What's up with you? Last night I was in the chat and I was saying that it was all Slauson and Weston because we got Citizen out here and the people in the comments were saying that he got killed on Slauson and Weston over here and because it was two cars and the person got killed, but it ended up not being him. But anyway, I want you, when you get off, there's a video that popped up in my news feed last night that was a rapper who had beef with him. And he was saying how he was cool with him at first. I think it might have been Snoopy, that's one of them. But it sounds real funny. Okay, and Seventh Dan over there, it's not a lot of gangbanging going on over there.
Hold on. Wait. I'll let you repeat all that shit again. So you're saying... it was a rapper that Slim 400 had an issue with, and there was a video of him.
The video popped up on YouTube. He was the rapper. I think it might have been Snoopy Badass that had to take those four. The WAC 100 got in trouble, and he had to do those four. He got DP'd and had to fight four people. He got a problem with Slim 400, and that video popped up in the YouTube algorithm last night. And he had a problem with, I was trying to see if that was his voice, because that person that walked up on him had a problem with him, and it wasn't no random. Don't nobody be getting shot over there in those avenues. Don't nothing going on over there. Those are bloods, those are avenues, and it looks just like it. You see it on the video. Don't be problems over there like that. That person knew him and had a problem with him when he talking about some bruh.
Right.
That wasn't nothing random where if somebody was driving down the street and decided to jump out, they ain't walking up in nobody's driveway unless they know you. You see what I'm saying? Nobody walks up in nobody's driveway. It could have been somebody in their house blasting at them back. So
absolutely.
It's personal.
Yeah, it had to be good.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was saying that you're correct. Go ahead. I agree. But
yeah, because you know I'm born and raised in LA, and you know where I'm from. But anyway, so they had an announcement today that the LAPD was talking about that they don't have no resources for people that they need to. They can't come and help you, and it's like a lightweight purge going on. My thing is that a lot of these youngsters, black people, have a problem with mental health. A lot of us really have a lot of trauma that we need to fix, because while they're killing these men, they're taking fathers out of the home by even killing them. Now all these men who have died, their kids have to be raised in a home without the father, and they keep repeating.
Right.
They keep repeating. And also, before I get off, because I work a lot and I got to get checked back in, when you see a lot of these shootings, that some of them I think are gang-related, but a lot of this stuff that kicked up after this election. It's a lot of people mad about Trump as far as Nipsey's things being murals being spray painted. Those are not people from the hood. A lot of people are mad. So, like 80% is gangbanging. The other percentage is a lot of these people that are dressing and looking like us. Don't be fooled by thinking that everything that's going on is black on black.
Hey, you're absolutely right. You have to think about it like that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You see, they was robbing banks with the black mask and all mm-hmm. that shit. Absolutely.
They killed three kids within the last week. Two of them was like, one was with his mom and was in the car in Wilmington, which is by Long Beach. He was in the car with his mom. He was 13. They killed him, shot her car up. They shot another kid like two blocks away. And then the day before yesterday, they shot a teenager coming out of the center where the kids go hang out at. What is the name of it? It's the centers that they open up for teens to come and have somewhere to be at by the schools. A youth center. He was coming out of the youth center.
Wow.
And somebody shot him. So now they're shooting kids. Out here they're shooting kids and women right now. They stopping generations with this.
Yeah. It's a war, man. It's like the homie said earlier, the devil is here to collect, man. He's collecting souls.
Oh, the devil!
Like,
people forget that when the devil, who was a fallen angel and was the angel of music, when he was kicked out of heaven, he also was kicked out with a bunch of angels that were demons with him, and they are here right now.
Yeah. Yep. The angel of that motherfucker, the angel of music, right? Ain't that some shit?
Yep.
And look at all the music that's being pumped out. It's they pushing death in the music. So
yeah, that music, when you talk about it, when you got to watch the words that come out of your mouth and how you live your life, because as soon as he put up that tombstone with him and Young Dog from that record album. Then all of a sudden he's gonna have a tune for him. They got to watch. God is watching. You got to watch how you treat people and how you open and the things that come out of their mouth.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because you can bring that on yourself.
That's right. Hey, Green Eye. All right,
I'm gonna let you go.
Hey, I appreciate your call, sweetie. Thank you for calling in. Shout out to you, man. For
okay,
real.
You got my number, so you call me.
Got you, baby.
All right. Peace. Have a good night.
Peace.
Bye.
World up. That's crazy. I'm going to take this last call, then I'm going to play a couple of videos. We got 780 area code. What's up?
Hey, man, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm up in Canada. What's up?
Hey, man. Shout out to Canada. Peace. Talk to me.
Hey. Hey, so yeah, I was just like, I saw that video, bro. That shit looked personal. I'm going to be real with you. That looked like there was hatred there, like some deep fucking, he walked up, bro, he wanted it to be known. And bro, like when you do shit like that, and he knew where he lived, he knew the houses around, he probably knew there was a camera to be honest with you. And like shit's crazy. And to talk about like the whole solution shit, right? There's only half of a solution, I think, in my opinion, with the people. And there's like this culture in the streets of like reaction, right? It's just bred. It's bred into everyone based on environment. Like, I get it. There's a struggle there. But, you know, I don't get this strong need to react every time. You know what I mean?
No, right. I understand. I get what you're saying. Go ahead. And conclusion. I hear you.
Like, I get also, like, the generational shit and, like, you know, all the guns. It's so easy, bro. Like, And they're young too, right? They don't even think about it. Like you're going, and it's just easy to pop someone, right? And you don't even think about it. You just walk away. It's not as personal, right? When you just shoot someone, you don't start stabbing someone. And when it's so accessible like that, it's just gonna keep happening. And that's the part where it's not really the community's fault. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. Hey, I want to say thank you. Shout out to Canada. For tuning in, checking in, tapping in, man. Definitely appreciate you. All right? Thank you for your call, family. Shout out to Canada. Peace.
Good, peace.
All right. So that's it. I'm shutting the phone lines down. I'm about to play these.